Welcome back to Washing Machine Lynn number 5. I wanted to record this a couple days back, and I did, but I don't know, listening to it, it was just like, eh. It wasn't really well done. I don't know what I mean by that, but but yeah. I've moved into my dorm. Today's like the third day of living alone, yeah, without my parents. That's redundant. Japan is now very, very hot, but apparently it's going to rain tomorrow, so I hope it's not like humid rain, because it's just like it. But yeah. Tomorrow I have an orientation for my dormitory, like something about like moving procedure, even though I've moved in, or like I don't even know what it's gonna be about, but I'm just gonna go anyway. It's not as if I have anything to do. Today I went to Harajuku and Shinokubo. Yeah, I had a Starbucks, and I realized that it's so much cheaper here than it is in Singapore, because like in Singapore for a tall it's about like 650-680, and then here I ordered like a venti sized iced caramel macchiato, and then I converted it back to Sing dollars and it was like $7, and I was like like what? Singapore's a scam. So yeah, I had Starbucks. It felt just like home. And then I went to Harajuku, and I went to the line store because there was this one t-shirt that I wanted to get in like July, but then I didn't get it for some reason. And today I paid the price for not getting it back then, because when I went back, there was no more. But I got another t-shirt, so it's good. Yeah, and then I went thrifting a bit, and then I bought myself a new pair of shoes. Or like at least like a pair to replace my current sneakers. Yeah. So and making friends, well, I'm thankful to, you know, kind of already have a friend like living in the same floor as me, and because like she's quite sociable, like I was introduced to her friends today who live in the dorm, so I know some people on my floor now, and yeah, I'm like really thankful for that. My first night alone, that was a typhoon. So I am cursed. Yeah, it was so bad. Like the wind was like you could hear the wind, and like rain was like literally like just like smashing themselves against the window, and I was like, oh my god. And I kept waking up like almost every single hour, like partially from like, you know, fear because new environment, but also because like the wind was like so loud, and I was just like I must wake up. But yeah, thankfully it's like not too bad. And then it was like okay, I guess I got through the night. And then yeah, yesterday was a bit boring, I guess, because I kind of just like stayed in my room. I don't know, like fear is real. I went to buy a bunch of washi tape, and then I taped up like the painting my friend did for me, and then like another letter from a friend. So yeah, like pretty cool. Yeah. Currently I'm listening to Melanie Martinez. She came out with like a new album, K-12, after like 4 years of since Crybaby. For K-12, I don't know. I watched the film and listened to the songs again. It's not bad, but like, it's, I don't know. I think for the film, like, the storytelling was a bit weird. Like, there were so many unanswered things. Like, when did Crybaby get her powers? And if she was someone who was like constantly being bullied, how did she like, you know, kind of like transition into this person who was like suddenly like standing up for like everyone else's rights? Like, we didn't really get to see that kind of change. I must not deny, it reminded me of a Neil Breen movie. Like, she wrote it, she directed it, and she was the star of it. Same as Neil Breen's movies, where he writes the stories, directs the stories, produces the entire thing, and is the star. Like, I don't know. Like, but at least for like Neil Breen's movies, there's like a certain element of like immaturity to it that people grow to love. Whereas for this one, like, while the aesthetics are nice, it doesn't make up for how like underdeveloped the plot is. And you know that it was just created just like, okay, maybe it's not just to like feature the song, but it felt like the movie was just created to like feature the songs. It was like a bunch of like music videos mashed up to form like one feature film, you know, with some talking in the end. And there's gonna be a sequel, like, hopefully, you know, she can write a little more cohesively. Yeah, I guess that's why Crybaby was like more fun, because like easier to follow, or had like a more cohesive story, because she produced it as individual music videos, and you kind of like piece together what happens with it along the way, rather than, and you know, you make connections yourself, as compared to like K-12, where the connections are already made, but because like it's done kind of sloppily, or rather, it's quite underdeveloped, it seems like it was hastily put together without much thought. Yeah. Taylor Swift came out with a new album, Lover. I enjoyed this album a lot more than K-12. I think Taylor Swift does best when she isn't obsessed with what people think of her. Do you get what I mean? Like, think about Reputation. Okay, think about 1989, where, like, you know, she focuses on herself, except for Blank Space, where she's just like, haha, fuck you. And then Reputation, like, the whole of Reputation was basically, haha, fuck you, bitch. And then it was kind of like, eh, like, maybe not, you know? Like, even listening back to, like, Writ and Speak Now, it's like, it was always directed to someone else. You get what I mean? Whereas for Lover, like, it focuses on her and her loving herself, the feelings that she gets from being in love, and the feelings she has towards like the people important to her, you know, rather than focusing on like, screw you broke my heart, or like, screw you for like gossiping about me, like, fuck you know. And even then, like, You Need to Calm Down is like a bomb. It's like, I must give her that. Yeah, and The Man is good as well. My favorite song is Miss Americana and the Heartbreak Prince. Followed, like, a close second would be London Boy. Throwback to Haylor, Harry Styles and Taylor Swift. Oh yeah. But yeah, good stuff. I remember creating a list of like things that I wanted to talk about, but now it's like I can't find the list, and like, that's kind of sad. Making friends, let's go back to that. I managed to make friends with the people in my dorm by like doing fortune telling. Busting out my cards, and then everyone was just like, ah. And I was like, yeah. Now that is my as per se gift. It's just like, if you have any problem, come to me. Like, the cards will answer. But I really need to brush on my Japanese because like it's so hard to like talk to people without a translator, and then like, when they ask me things, I'm just like, I don't fucking understand. Yeah, I've been trying to make like my dorm a little bit more homely. I bought a fake plant and I have a candle. I have my day 6 calendar. I have a shitty YA novel. Yeah. Like, I'm just making things like home rather than like a place to live in, you know. But yeah. Dorm life is going okay so far, I suppose. I've been like tracking and managing my finances, so yeah. Hopefully, you know, all goes well. Oh my god, I hope it does. If it doesn't, then it's just like some bad news for the next 4 years of my life. Yeah. Yeah, food here is good. The milk is good. And the girls in my dorm are really pretty. I mean, like, you know, that's not all that I like about them. They're, like, really lovely people. But, like, I must not deny that it does help that they're pretty, like... Oh my god. It's like being surrounded by all these, like, pretty girls. I'm just like, oh my god. Like, every single day I go down and I see... It's like, see these girls and I'm just like, oh my god. I'm sharing, like, the same space as them. And I'm just like... Girls are so pretty. Yeah. Sorry for inactivity for like the past 2 weeks. I like before moving, I was sick. So I wasn't in the mood to like record, and then I did record like a little like love me I'm sick kind of thing, but like yeah, I don't know, I just never got around to posting. Yeah, and then I've just been busy like the move and like settling, and then now I'm done. Yeah. I have a couple of scripts that will be filling, or at least I hope to be able to fill, and I have a couple of ideas for like my own things. Maybe I'll try to do an improv one, but I know I stutter a lot when I try to improvise. I'm just like, oh no, like, I don't know, just be like a moment of silence and you just hear a sigh like, like, the moment you hear that, you're just like, no, that I forgot something. Or it's like, I'm thinking about what I should say, but I'm just trying to like fill in the gap. Like, I think I'll try. But I'm not so sure because I don't really want people to like hear me talk. Or like hear me like recording all these things. Like, because you know when you go into the hall, you can kind of like hear what's going on in like other people's rooms if they're loud enough. So yeah. Yeah. I finished Orange is the New Black. It was quite good. There were a couple of like jarring scenes, which I mean like for realistic effect, yes, but you know, it's I don't know, like it's a bit like abrupt. Yeah. And there are some characters whom like we never get to know what happened to them, and I'm just like, why? Like why? Like why is that the last time you ever see? I just like wanna hope that like, you know, they're okay at least. Like what they're up to, you know. Yeah. So yeah. I miss my dog a lot. Every time, like, my parents have been sending me videos of my dog, and I miss her. I miss her so much. When will she come back? Like, no, when will I come back to see her? Do you think she'll remember me when I leave? Oh my god. I miss her. I miss her so much. Like, every time I watch, like, the videos of her, like, I feel like I'm, like, tearing up a bit. I'm just like... Like, oh my god, my dog. Yeah, I'm coming to see her again. I love her so much. Yeah. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I want to watch After on the plane. I'm in the plane here, and oh my god, the lady next to me was like a Japanese lady. Okay, and like, I could tell that like she was like peeking at my laptop screen, and I hope like she wasn't watching when I was watching After, and also, I knew that she was watching when I was watching Monster X Ray, the episode B2B, and then she was just having a good fucking chuckle, while I was watching, and she was just, and I'm just like, oh, puppy. But yeah, yeah, there hasn't been much going on. Like, maybe there'll be more tomorrow since, like, you know, orientation. But yeah, other than that, like, there really isn't much. So yeah, that's pretty much it. I will be back with more like script like things, you know, more like actual pillow talk rather than like just me rambling about like random shit. So yeah, I hope you're having like a great day or a great night wherever you are, and you know, hopefully just, oh my god, hopefully just me talking about my day has, you know, kind of like lulled you to sleep. I don't know, like at least provide like some form of entertainment. I don't know how entertaining this is gonna be, but like, I don't know, if you're just like listening to like mindless shit, or like you just wanna like listen to someone talk. Okay, I'm sorry. It's just that, you know how on Spotify you can see like who's listening to what? Yeah, so like this guy who was in my class, I've never spoken to him. Okay, I've spoken to him like once. And but like we follow each other on Spotify and he's listening to 5 Seconds Summer, and I'm just like, okay, anyway. Yeah, I hope you guys, you know, are okay wherever you are. And yeah. See you soon. Bye.